that translates x64 error binary to LLVM bit call targeting WebAssembly. So first, I will explain what is WebAssembly, or WASM for short, and why we use WASM. And WASM is a virtual machine instruction set, and currently this is used on servers or as well as browsers in production environments. And compared to existing applications, there are mainly two features: portability and security. And in portability, WASM enables us to run applications on both browsers and servers without modification. And of course, WASM doesn't depend on CPU architecture, so that we can run WASM applications on computers with various CPU architectures without modification. And in security, in the case of outside browsers, WASM is highly isolated from the host kernel by WASHI. And WASHI is an API that provides access to several OS-like features. For example, file system sockets and so on. And WASHI is implemented by WASHI runtimes, for example, WASM time and WASM edge, and so on. And WASM has Harvard architecture designs, and so the memory of the WASM instance is physically separated into linear data memory and code memory. And the code of WASM can access only linear data memory, and which increases the security. However, there are some limitations in the capability of applications. And first, WASM can jump to only the calls that are determined at compile time, and in other words, it is impossible to indirectly jump to the code generated in the data memory. And second, WASHI implementation doesn't cover all POSIX APIs, for example, fork and exec and so on. So when you develop WASM applications, you should consider the limitations. And now, many programming languages support WASM, for example, C, C++, Rust, and Go, and so on. And however, it isn't easy to build WASM in some cases as follows. And mainly, there are three cases. First, the programming language that you want to use doesn't completely support WASM. And currently, many major languages have begun to support WASM, but only a limited number of languages are available in production environments now. And second, binaries are available, but the source codes of the binaries are not available. And recently, the number of open source programs has increased, but several programs are still not published. Yeah. Third, the case of time-consuming to building the environment. And if the dependent libraries of the target program are not maintained, you might be not able to build the libraries. Yeah. And in such a case, it might take much time to build. So next, I show existing projects that run Linux binaries on WASM. First project is TinyEmu, and this is a x86 and RISC-V emulator available on the browsers. And Linux kernel can run on the browser with TinyEmu. So and the second project is Container Wasm. And this enables us to run Linux kernel and container runtimes with emulators compared to Wasm, for example, TinyEMU. And this can run containers without modification both on the browsers and wash runtimes. But, however, these projects these projects use VM on emulator that compiles the Linux described 32 ELK binary to several binary formats. So next, I will show the demo of ELKcomp. Can you see? Watch. Okay. Okay. Thank you. So and I have prepared the container image for the ELKcomp project, and now in this terminal, the container of ELKcomp has already started, and the target sample ELK binary to be converted is. Examples, Elton sensitive, error tabs. And this program outputs 100 prime numbers in ascending order. And, okay, so we try to compare this ELK binary to Wasm with ELKcomp. And in the bin directory, there's a one file, elkcomp.sh, and elkcomp.sh is used to try to elkcomp to compile. So, and, okay. Okay, so, and target is Wasm browser, and elkcomp.sh, and target is sensitive error tabs. Now I can compile. Okay, great. And several files are generated, and we can execute the Wasm application with MSGriffton. So we run the browser. Okay, so the server of the Wasm application has started now. Okay, great. You can see the output is correct in the browser. Okay, so now let's return to the presentation. So, in compiling ELK binary to LLVM bytecode, two modules are used. Okay, first is ELKcomp lifter. This passes ELK binary and maps every ELK section and operates the next module REMIL. And REMIL is a library for lifting machine code to LLVM bytecode. And as this figure shows, ELKcomp compares ELK binary to LLVM bytecode with these two modules. And next, I will explain how ELKcomp converts ELK binary to LLVM bytecode and Wasm binary. And REMIL converts a function to one LLVM IR function. For example, as you can see, the underscore func1 of machine code is converted to the underscore func1 underscore lift function in the LLVM IR. Yeah. So, and also, one CPU instruction is converted to one LLVM IR block. And as you can see, the machine, the instruction of move x to x0 of the machine core is converted to 1_move. Yeah, okay. Okay, so next, I will explain the details of the converted LLVM IO block from CPU instruction. And there are three steps in the converted LLVM IO block. And the first step is the program counter calculation. And as this figure shows, %29 is the program counter of this instruction. And the next PC is updated to the next program counter. Yeah, and the second step is open calculation. And in this figure, this instruction uses X7 and X3 registers. And in the open calculation, the X7 and X3 are loaded. Okay, so and the third step is calling the function of the instruction-specific operation. For each CPU instruction, RAMIL generates a function that performs the instruction-specific operation, and the corresponding function is called at the end of the LLVM IO block, as is in here. So next, as I explained in the beginning, the code of WASM can indirectly jump to only the code that is determinable at compile time. And this figure shows how to deal with indirect jump BR instruction. So in this figure, with BR X7, indirectly jump to the instruction of move X8 and X9. And in the LLVM IO block of the BR instruction, the address to jump is stored to %IDR and jumps the block of %L_IDR. And this is the BR instruction. Okay, so and after jumping the L_IDR, we get the target label by calling the getter function and store to %BR. And after that, with indirect BR instruction, we jump to the target block. And also, indirect BR instruction requires all candidate labels as argument. And this is, and this array consists of all labels in this function, and in the current design, the array of candidate labels includes only the labels within this function, so ElfComp doesn't support set jump and long jump now, and. That is a future task. And next, in converting the LLVM bit code to WASM, statically link the LLVM bit code and ElfComp runtime. And ElfComp runtime includes the mapped memory with the original ELF binary. That is stack and heap area of the ELF binary. So, and also, ElfComp runtime includes the program of Linux system calls emulation. and existing compiler, for example, mscripten or WashSDK, compiles these two modules to WASM. Okay, so, and in the Linux system calls emulation, there are two ways of implementing the emulation. And the way of implementing depends on the libc implementation. And in case one, if the libc implements the target system call, elf.conf just uses the libc function as shown in this figure of the flight system code. Okay. And in case two, if the libc doesn't implement the target system call, elf.conf should implement the system call. And as shown in this figure of the not use brk function in this code, so should implement the system call.